shit everywhere.
Weekend ended up being overall a little darker sounding, and the cover was a little darker looking, and it was kind of like this dark vibe, which was unintentional, but we did feel that. And so I think on this album we were trying to go with a little bit more of an upbeat and sort of a positive sound and look and feel.
You know, the basic concept was, you know, a great, great rhythm, great drums, great bass line, and a great hook. And then once you get that, you don't have to, you know, you don't focus so much on all the other layers. And stuff.
We actually make music faster now than we used to, like a lot faster. It took us, you know, forever to make our first album, and sort of 4 years for the second one, and this one basically, you know, took like a year or so. We come up with more tracks now, so it's never like we're really stressed out about, you know, not being able to come up with the goods for each record.
Well, one thing I think that we picked up from between working on Vegas and Tweakin' and Legion of Boom was not to take so much time off from the studio, because you start to get a little rusty when you're out on the road for so long, and you're away from the knobs and the faders and the creative process that takes place in the studio. And you get in here after a year or longer, it's kind of like you have to get back into the flow a little bit, learn things, and I forgot that this particular machine did all these, forgot about the filter and this or whatever it is, simple little things that you just sort of lose track of or forget or get away from. So over the years working with different people, we've been able to adapt on the fly and then come up with a good working relationship with people. We met Wes during the Family Values tour back in 99. You know, from the very first time we've heard Limp Bizkit, you know, the one thing that stood out as guitars as being like, you know, the overwhelming, you know, special thing in that band. We had a couple of tracks that you could hear guitar on. So when, you know, then you start thinking about guitars, and then, you know, then, well, Wes Borland is in Silver Lake and he's in between projects. So it's sort of, you know, we pick up the phone and we find out if he's into it, and then, and things go forward like that.
They just asked me to come and play guitar, walked in, and they just plugged me in, and I played a bunch of stuff for about 4 hours, and then left, came back on two more occasions, and played for about an hour or 2 hours, and that's it, and they chopped me up and turned everything that I played around. I'm just their slave, their tool. I'm like a human keyboard that they're, a human sampler that they're using. I mean, it was just very, so quick and easy, and they're great at what they do. Brilliant fellows.
Well, the inspiration for the song really was Wes's guitar part, and then the song really took shape after, of course, John Garcia came in and laid the vocals down.
Well, you used to not have that little like repetitive little thing in there. Just used to go, well, how'd it go? It's hard to remember now. So, we were going to use my vocal interpretation of it, but we decided to go with the guitars.
The last minute we said, no, Wes.
You know what? We'll just go back. Then we had the bass line, which came from this great box, the SC1. A little distorted, a little, you know, not perfect. Synth part from the Andromeda. I love that keyboard. It's one of our favorite ones.
It's another really cool track from Wes, though, that was sort of inspired by Judas Priest. Let's solo that one off.
The direction was kind of,
you got another thing coming.
I was finding this
it's obviously the region of Boo. It's city scene, New York, you know, parts of New York. It's kind of there on a building, and it's all about kind of, particularly what I'm doing is they're sitting on a roof and there's a lot of speakers, and it's kind of just old school, kind of overpowering, as opposed to being too sci-fi and scientific. There's too much of that kind of thing going on now. Old school, mixture of old school and surreal. It's just surreal imagery, basically. It's just, you know, an image that people will look at and they'll kind of be able to interact with and interpret their own way. American way.
It is the American way. The day we're being held hostage here at our photo shoot.
This, as a matter of fact, is the Legion of the original. And this shirt, it's paper thin, but it won't die. I mean, I've been wearing this shirt, I think, for, you know, 4 or 5 years. And the letters, you know, they're faded, but they're never going to go away. This is the inspiration for Legion of Boom, right here. Well, you know, the concept is, you're asking me, right?
Basically, it's like a takeoff on the Edward Muybridge 15 or 18 frames per second look of that naked.
This guy that looks very electronic, or like he is very blippy and glitchy, almost like he's a TV type of man, is just walking around Los Angeles checking things out.
Concept of video for me is showing up at a taco stand and eating a hoe.
Basically, I've been dropped on this planet and I have a mission. I'm going somewhere. And so you get to see me go throughout the whole town. It's really cool.
It's very artsy.
Ready and action!
Director is incredible. He gives me all this great motivation, and I just walk and do my own thing, and it's just fun. I don't have to say a word, you know.
We are so lucky to get Gore Verbinski, who did The Mexican and The Ring and The Pirates of the Caribbean, and he just loved our track Born Too Slow. He came up with this great idea using you know, some really cool effects and really interesting ideas.
And he loved the song, which, you know, was amazing. Found out he loved the song, and then it was like, I have ideas, I'll get back to you beginning of next week, and I'll come up with an idea and see what you think. And yeah, phone call came in,
stand by to lock it up.
You know, the idea, and he wrote the treatment up, and it was just, how could you say no to that?
I'm in it for 1 second, which is great, because I haven't had to wait around at all. And I talk on the phone and look at the guy when he goes by.
So we're so psyched about seeing the final product. We know it's going to be great.
It's definitely a fun process to be able to when you get done with it, just look back on it and see that you created something from beginning to end.
The longer we record and the longer we write, I think, you know, everything is a learning process.